Skype of Cthulhu presents a Cthulhu Invictus scenario. The Legacy of Aureus Lurko. Mystery in Sardinia by Oscar Rios.
All right, guys, so I guess it's only the three of us today, so we can get started. So, as a recap for the last session, you were approaching Claudius Holding. You now know as Claudius Holding, which is the land that was given to Melito. And you kind of did some research on the court to find out that the man was actually executed. And well, Sophocles and Cataudus went into with Eurius get closer to the land, and you were talking to one of the neighbors, and he was kind enough to provide more information for you on the land and the local folklore of what people believe of the land, you know, that it was haunted and that there were some flying creatures. And at the end of the session, you run into a group of hunters, and you fought them, and now you have one of them who was tied to a tree, who was supposed to be a wizard or some sort of magician, and he wasn't paying the man. You know, he requested to hunt one of these flying creatures, so they had him, you know, he was beaten really, really bad, and at the end you pretty much kill a few of them, a couple of them when running, and now you have an unconscious hunter on the ground, and the magician or supposed magician tied to a tree.
I think our last act was to switch them, that we tied Vincent to the tree and released the man who had hired the hunters.
Wait, so this guy's supposed to be a magician?
Yeah, I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that we were not privy to that information. Yeah.
We've not been told that. We might not have untied him. I don't know.
Removed his jaw first.
I thought Claudian was the magician.
Claudian was definitely a magician, as far as we know.
Yes. So yeah, maybe I didn't mention that before, but this guy Vincent, he said that this man, his name is Philosir. Let me put it here. Sorry. Philosir. Or Philosir. No. Let's go with Philosir. So this Philosir was he hired him to hunt one of these creatures, but he didn't tell them that those creatures were magical and that they had magical powers, right? And he kind of hinted that the man was a wizard. I mean, a magician.
Was there do we know if the hunt was supposed to capture or kill?
They were supposed to capture.
Okay.
One of those creatures, but Philosir, when you were having the fight, he told you, he was yelling from the tree, that he was going to pay you if you captured the thing, even if he was dead.
Oh, so we can kill it and capture it? That seems much better.
Yeah.
So we send Dedidus in, and he kills some, and then... And there's a... oh, and we also know that one of the hunters, Bassa, has an axe.
Right. That's correct.
And that
that's,
if we can find the axe, right, if we can find the axe in the woods, we will have another magical weapon.
Yeah, let's go and find that. So this Phylacere, what's he got to say for himself? Now that we've rescued him.
Well, he's very thankful because you rescued him from these barbarians.
Can I tend to some of his wounds?
You can, sure.
First aid, medicine.
First aid.
I am a doctor, and I roll a 92. Okay, I fail.
I can attempt.
Has he got any other wounds? Can I first aid another wound, maybe?
Yeah, he's got a couple. He's got a cut on one of his arms, and
there we go. I succeed on the second one.
He's been clearly hit on the head as well. So make 1d3.
1d3. 2.
Okay.
Was that and several points?
No, those were the two wounds. So
the last one you tried to kill us afterwards. We'll hope this one goes better.
I succeed on one of my heals.
That often happens.
Okay.
For 2 points.
2 points, okay. He looks way better. He looks tired though. And he says, "Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for saving me. Those barbarians, they were going to kill me if I didn't pay them, but they didn't do their job. How was I supposed to pay them?"
Well, that's the risk you take when you hire dodgy help. I've experienced that myself in the past.
What do you plan to do with these things?
Well, they possess some old magic, those creatures. And you know this Clodians? Have you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
He knew about those birds. And But the potions were really good. If I can get one of those birds and try to steal their, I don't know, they're magical. I should be able to he hesitates for a moment. I should be able to create powerful potions as well.
Can I
just get my hands on one of these creatures?
Can I roll insight to see if he's telling us the truth?
Okay.
I was going to see if he could explain to me the potion, since I have a really, really high potion skill.
No, I have high potions as well. Well, I have a medium potion. That is a success on the insight.
Yeah, he's been truthful, although he's obviously holding some information back.
Okay. What are these creatures called? Do they have a name?
Yeah, they're known as streaks.
What? Strix. Okay. Is this a name I've heard of before?
Make an occult roll.
Success.
That's a success for me as well.
Okay. Let me check very quickly.
Continue my unbroken string of failed rolls.
Well, you know, here's the thing, right? What do you know? You know, Strix is pretty much an owl in ancient Rome. Owl, yeah. And as you know, Sophocles is the same word in Greek.
Right.
But It was considered to be a bird fed on human flesh and blood.
I would equate it to an owlbear.
But flying and small, right?
No, but the ones they have been describing, I don't know, the size of a grown child.
Yeah. So okay, a few feet.
Yeah, exactly. They're not like your typical birds.
So do they fly?
They do.
Okay. That's something we're lacking, I think, is
flight.
Well, I was thinking ranged weapons that are magical, but yes, flight also. So we need to get them to come to us and somehow keep them.
We need some of those gladiators with the nets.
Oh, yeah. And I guess we'll see if the strawberry tree wood actually does anything.
Oh, yes. Forgot about that.
Now all we need is a Fletcher.
Okay. What exactly were you going to do when you encountered these creatures? You personally, that is.
This is your.
I was planning to take one of them with me back.
How exactly were you planning on doing that? What? Is he carrying any weapons? Is he
No, he doesn't. But remember that this group of men were hunters, all of them.
Do any? Are there any? Do they have any nets or anything like that, or anything?
Yeah, since they're either dead or ran off.
Search the wagon, and you find some nets.
Oh, there's a wagon.
As well, yes.
Yeah, there's a tents and wagons, right. So right. We find nets and what?
And some cages.
Oh, okay.
Wait, do they still have horses there that were pulling the wagon?
They do.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, nice.
So I guess we just come up on a wagon then, gentlemen.
Yeah. Too bad it won't fit on the boat to get back, but...
That's okay. It's not like we bought it. It's just like the goat, one-way trip. Come on.
That's right.
The goat.
Oh, I tied him up on the top of the hill. He's there. He better be there.
So what's default on a net?
Let me check very quickly.
Randall, I will go collect the goat and bring him on down to the wagon.
Okay. I bet Dada is good with a net.
Yeah, I cannot find it right now, but I will keep looking for it.
All right. Yeah, obviously in a hurry.
So, what are you saying? Are you going to capture this bird for me?
Well, it seems if we need to make the land, if we're going to survey the land, we better get rid of the nasty monsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll do it for you, since you're paying.
Make it safe for the good Melito and his new wife.
Yeah. Or at least for the vineyard employees.
And he smiles, and you notice he has some broken teeth.
Yeah, first aid can't do much for that. Okay,
Yeah.
My dentistry skill is also rather low.
A one.
Yeah, it's worth a roll. 99, I knock some more out.
he chokes on them.
Well, okay, If he's going to come with us, he better do something useful. So I want to. I'm just going to ask him. Fine. I'll just ask him. What was this? I heard about you being a magician.
Well,
Is Randall muted?
Or reading?
Or elsewhere?
There he is.
Hello?
Oh, and I also have, hopefully he comes back here, we also have some earwax.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now again.
I can hear you now, yeah. But
not now.
Not anymore.
It wasn't usually there. Okay, great. Right, so, yes, you know those barbarians? If you do some sort of medicine, then you are some sort of magician, and worship some unknown gods. They know nothing about civilizations. We do the Romans. The Romans do. So I do potions, and those magical creatures will help me to create more powerful potions. As far as my magic, as Vincent was saying, is concerned, nothing to, you know, I'm not a powerful man. If I had any powers, I would have killed all of them or hunted these creatures myself.
Okay then. Do you know?
You seem like a good Roman fellow. You need to understand what I'm saying.
I understand exactly what you're saying, being a man of medicine myself. Okay. Where is this axe? Can you lead us to it?
I can lead you to the place where they had the fight, yes.
Okay.
I'm not a fighter. I should stay behind. I can point out to you where it is.
You'll come with us, and we'll keep you safe. Don't worry.
Before we go in, I would like to stuff my ears with wax.
Okay. Make an inside roll, the three of you.
Hey, that's a 14.
Ooh, 22.
I don't know what I'm rolling against, but...
90.
Oh, insight. Oh, that's a fail for insight.
I succeed.
Benito, did you pass as well?
No, I failed.
Okay, so Sophocles, you notice that the man is hesitant to go, but he knows he has no other option, so he picks up his stuff and goes with you.
Okay. Alright, so yes, come on, don't be scared. Look at the goat. The goat's not scared. The goat will probably start going, meh, meh, and I'll kind of smack the goat and tie its mouth up again, and it'll be quiet.
Right. So is Fama with us? That's really the interesting
yes,
question.
All being is with you.
Okay. Cool.
Keeping his sword at the ready.
Well, and then Dedetus, did you want to question this gladiator before we head out?
Yes.
No.
Are we just going to throw him in the back of the wagon? Tied up?
Leave him tied up to this tree, I think.
Oh, very well. How Greek of you. Poetic justice.
Yeah. He was of no real use, was he? Okay, so... Right, let's go and find this magic axe.
Yeah.
Yep.
I just want to expand my magic weapons collection. Really got a magic sword.
Well, you advance some, maybe, say half a mile, a little bit more than half a mile, and you reach the place where you see a couple of corpses in the distance.
Okay.
And this man, Philos here, turns to you and says, "That man over there, that's Baza. was the one holding the axe. Okay. He saved us. He saved all of us.
So I like to look around very, very carefully and see if there's any of these, any creatures around.
Yeah, that he might have killed.
You can all make a spot hidden roll.
Not me.
Oh, that's a success with a 22.
Success as well for Dedicus.
Nothing that you see. You look up at the sky and you see nothing, and there are not that many trees in this area. Similarly, they were actually running off, you know, when he died, so he was already away from the land.
Okay. So yeah, I guess we'll get I'll have a net ready and walk towards Vasa.
I'll pick up two big rocks and hold them in my hands, getting ready to throw them.
Benitus?
Yeah, I'm gonna wander over.
And my strawberry stick.
Keeping a look around.
Okay, so Katarus is the only one that is going.
No, I'm going. I'm going with Katarus.
Yeah, okay. I'm going as well. Just keep an eye out.
Okay. Flama and Ilias are gonna stay behind.
They make sure Philos here doesn't run off.
No, yeah. I'm making sure that Flama is guarding the goat.
And Philos here.
Well, yes.
Yeah, Flama hesitates. You know, he wants to go with Veritas as well, but then you know someone needs to cover for the exit. So he's gonna stay behind. All right. So the three of you go approach the corpse, and you can make a sanity roll.
Yay!
Hooray!
Solid as a rock. Pass.
Ditto.
That is a 92.
Oops.
And you lose 1 point of Sam.
Alright.
The man, you can see that you know, for instance, his legs and one of his arms are purple. And the rest of the body seems to be in a good shape, you know. He's missing pieces of meat here and there, but he's not rotting or anything. So it's not that his body was decomposing or anything like that. It's just that something or someone ate all the flesh that he had on his legs and his arm.
Can I do a medicine roll to get any more information, or is it fairly obvious that he's just...
You can try. Yes.
Okay. That would be a success on the medicine.
Yeah, you take a closer look and you notice that the flesh is being ripped out from the bones.
Is there an axe?
You can see in the in his left hand, you can see the axe. He's still holding it.
I'll pick that puppy up.
It's quite big, and when you hold it, feels very light.
But hopefully it still works as a weapon.
Yeah, you see that the edge of the axe is filled with blood, but you know, other than that, you don't see any scratches or anything like that.
Okay. So do you guys have magical weapons?
I don't, but Sophocles is not much of a fighter.
Right, and you do, Lotus?
Not that I'm any good at using it, but there you go.
Right, well, I certainly won't be either with this, but at least for a little while, I'll use it. we run into something.
Okay, do you have axe as one of your skills?
Not yet.
Right? So it's a 15% base.
Okay.
And 2d6 of damage.
Okay. Is it a one-handed or two-handed?
This is quite a big axe, although it doesn't feel as, you know, as heavy when you hold it in your hands. You feel actually like, even though it is big, you can, and it looks like a two-hand axe, you can hold it with just one hand. Because it's very light. It feels very light.
Excellent. Is there a shield in the wagon?
Well, there's a shield lying around. There's another corpse. Looks just as this other man, Baza.
Okay. I'll pick up a shield.
He's being half eaten, and he doesn't have any eyes.
Oh, yum.
And he was holding a shield.
I will take his shield.
So, can we tell what direction these creatures came from? Can anyone do some?
I have some tracking.
Flying, aren't they? So they probably don't leave tracks. But
yeah, they might have run off. They might have moved in some direction to take off.
Mm.
Which may not be the direction they went.
Mm.
Well, let's ask.
You can roll a track. You can roll a track.
Oh, 06.
Oh, 02. I have a track of 12%. There we go.
So, Deitus and Yucatatus, you look around the corpses and you see actually what seem to be like jam dirt marks on the ground around the corpses. Other than that, you don't see anything else.
Can Philosir tell us from which direction came the owls when they came to the attack?
He's not there with you right now.
How far behind did we leave him?
Some 50 meters.
All right, I'll go back and ask him.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you all go back to him, and he says, well, we went all the way down to Claudius Holding, and that's when they started attacking us.
Oh, so you'd been running for quite a ways before.
Well, they attacked us yesterday at night. We were just camping there trying to recover. Or they were. I was not going to recover anything after they beat me up.
And then they attack you again?
Here? No, they didn't. No.
So Baza, I don't understand. Baza made it all the way to here without any meat on his arm or leg?
No. Oh, okay. I understand your question now. Yes, they were following them up to this point.
Okay.
They didn't follow them down to the camp.
Right. They didn't come beyond where we are at now.
That's what you assume.
But they did. But the start of the fight was further into Clodion's holding than where we are at now.
Correct.
Okay.
You're not in Clodion's holding yet.
Oh, okay.
At least you didn't know of.
How far
away? Actually, this. This man, Fidos here, tells you that we're probably some 2 miles away from Clodin's holding.
Okay. And we don't think, based on our research, there's any large body of water. Do we? This Have we seen a map of Clodion's holding, or are we just using
no,
this?
No, no. No, you haven't. You don't have a map or anything.
Okay.
No. And you don't recall anyone mentioning any body of water close to the new land.
Well, I guess we should head in.
Info for a shield, sure. I'll give it to you in one moment. Simple, please.
No problem. Yes, we should make it onto the land so that I can begin cleansing it and sacrifice this goat.
Excellent.
Okay. So you continue going into the land?
How long have we been traveling for so far, and how much further have we got to go?
Well, you left about around noon from the other villa, and you've been walking for about, I believe I said half an hour, less than 1 hour, when you're running to the camp. Sure. So it's still, you know, afternoon. It'll be around 2 in the afternoon.
All right. Plenty of time.
So on this land, there is obviously some set of buildings.
Yes.
You haven't seen any buildings yet.
Right, okay.
I think I had asked that friendly neighbor, Shafat, if there were still any buildings standing there. I think he had said, well, there should be.
Yeah.
All right, so you just keep going?
Mm-hmm.
Are you taking the wagon with you? And the horses?
Yep.
Yep. You can always feed them to the owls.
Yes, cannon fodder. Or Greek fire fodder.
We can light the wagon on fire.
Okay, so... So you continue walking for what seems to be an hour and a half, and you can look at the map that I sent to you. Mm-hmm. Let me check very quickly here. Okay, so you've been walking the road that is marked with 1.
Yeah.
You can see some trees on both sides, you know, in the distance. But the road is, you know, it seems like no one has walked this road for quite some time. And you continue walking down the road, and you arrive to point number 2.
Uh-huh.
And that is a marker. It's a property marker.
Right. So this marks the edge of the actual holding.
Yeah, actually, you come closer, you see that it is a weather stone marker of about 6 feet tall. And even though the letters are, it has some writing in it. As you get closer, do you know how to read Latin, Sophocles?
I know how to speak Latin. I don't know how to read, write Latin.
Okay. Do you know how to read, write Greek?
Yes. Because that's my native language.
So as you get... Yes. As you get closer, Veritas, you read everything on the stone. It is beginning to fade. But the card message says
Do not enter. Property of Nepios Clodion. Trespassers will be eaten. You have been warned.
Will be eaten. Hmm. Okay.
And it was Nepios. This is the same dude, right? Clodion.
Yeah.
Clodion. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it's no longer Clodion's land, so.
That's true.
Yes, I'll. I'm gonna say, gentlemen, I think it's about time to cleanse this land. I'm gonna go stand on the other side of the monument and start my little ritual to sacrifice the goat.
I'm gonna wait and see if Sophocles gets eaten.
I will keep a sharp eye out for. Nasty owls.
Now, you don't see any owls, but you do notice that there is a small hill. You do notice a hill, 12, I'm sorry.
12, okay.
Okay.
Yep.
12, you do see a hill in the distance. You cannot see beyond the hill, but on the left side where we got three, from here, from the distance, you know, the land is of about, you can tell some 5 miles, you know, expanse some 5 miles. And on the left, you do see vineyard.
Hmm. That's weird.
Can we see the building on the top of the hill?
No, you don't see anything on the top of the hill.
Right.
Now, on 8, what you see is an orchard.
Orchard?
Yeah, orchard. Yeah. How do you pronounce it? Orchard.
I wonder how, with having no workers and not himself being on the land but twice a year for the past 5 years, he's managed to keep the vineyard and the orchard from being completely overgrown and disappearing into the overgrowth. There's something very strange going on here.
Yeah, because when we asked before too, everyone was like, said that the land was perfectly fertile, but he wasn't growing anything there.
Right, and that there were no employees, nobody was willing to come there, and that he only came twice a year with some slaves to sacrifice, apparently.
Well, yeah, he came with the slaves and didn't leave with them, so.
Right.
Well, but they could have just stayed there, and they could have been working the land if they,
they didn't
come to some grisly end.
It's possible. Have we, can we...
Now, you remember also.
You just cut out, Randall.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean. You were told by the man that you met at the previous villa. You were told by him that the. The land should be fertile.
Right.
Because the land here in Sardinia was pretty fertile.
Yep.
But that contradicted what you were saying, what people were saying in town.
So, the only thing I'd like to do while this goat is being chanted over and sacrificed is to look for tracks along or near this road, especially ahead of us, especially something that might be other than the hunters, perhaps the previous survey party that was sent by Melito.
Melito. Okay. Make a track roll then.
18 out of 45.
Okay. you find some footprints, although you can tell that some of them are quite fresh. So you assume that these belong to the men that came here yesterday.
Yeah. But also some that are less fresh.
Yes, you can see that on the sides. Around the rock especially, you can see, that was a pretty good roll. So you can see some old footprints.
Okay. So yeah, I will point those out to the others and suggest that we might follow them.
You see some, broken grass, but the broken grass is already dry. Versus the one that you are noticing that are more recent, that the grass is still fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you are able to tell the old prints from the new ones.
Great. And they would have probably had a wagon also, so that might be a reasonably obvious trail. For one so skilled as I.
They didn't have a wagon.
Did not, okay.
Or no, or at least you can see from the tracks that you are finding around.
Let's see what Sophocles does.
Sophocles, what exactly are you doing? I'm sacrificing the goat?
Sacrificing the goat, making prayers to, Apollo, Zeus, all the gods, to bless the land and Melito's family and all this, everything that's going to happen here and to drive away this horrible curse.
Okay. So you take your time to do that. You your hands are all wet in blood. Takes you some half an hour?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds about right.
So you do notice that as soon as you finish, they were very respectful, but as soon as you finish, the other man, especially the engineer, Valgus, Ionius, approaches you, Deritus, and says, well, we're here, let's start going around the land.
Lead on.
Okay.
Do you believe those stories about giant birds and skeletons and...
Who's saying this story?
Valgus. I saw those bodies back there, but, there could be some wild animals.
Oh, there's definitely some wild animals.
I don't believe any...
Kill him one over there.
Any of this folklore of these people, so... We should set up a camp as soon as possible and defend it.
I want to find the main building, the actual villa, I suppose.
Well, should we head up the hill and see what we see?
Yeah.
We should be able to see from the top of the hill all of the holdings.
Yeah.
So the land is pretty big,
Gone quiet again, Randall.
That's weird. So I was saying that. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. I was saying that the land is quite big. So you tell me, how do you want to go about the land doing your research?
Where do the tracks go of the previous party?
You can see. Yeah, they head in the direction of number nine.
Okay, which is on the way to the hill. So that seems reasonable.
Yeah, let's go there first.
And let's see if we can stay out in the open so that we're not surprised by some birds.
Well, actually, the engineer again.
Mm-hmm.
tells you, "Oh, you gotta check the hill. We'll go and check the vineyard. See what can we find there." He addresses the two slaves, yeah. Opis and Piso, and asks them to go to the orchard.
All right. Well, that's the last we'll see of them.
And we'll go and check the vineyard.
I'll turn to Philos here.
Yes, we meet in about 2-3 hours to set up the camp before the night comes.
I'll turn to Philos here and ask him where they went from here.
Actually, this is where we came.
This is as far as you came? This is where you were attacked?
Yes, we were standing here when we were first attacked. But it was at night already.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was the camp we left behind, where you found us.
Right.
We came here, and it was during the night that we were trying to capture these creatures when they attacked us.
That was silly. All right. Yeah, let's head towards 9 then, following the previous. Head east.
Well, you made a successful track roll, so I'm gonna keep that for these trails of all footprints. You do arrive to what seemed to be an old actually it's not an old camp, but you can see some tents on the distance. Hanging from the trees.
Some tents. Sorry.
Yes, some tents.
Okay.
Hanging from the trees.
Yeah, but using the branches of the trees to build the tents, more likely.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Tied to the trees.
Tied to the trees. Yes. Hanging from the branches and. Providing some shelter, though. It is actually on the edge of the woodlands. You get closer. Are the three of you going together?
Yeah.
With Llama?
Yes.
Hopefully, and Julius?
Yeah.
Llama and Julius decided to stay behind and start setting up the camp.
Where are we setting up the camp?
Yeah, I thought we were trying to make our way towards the main building.
Yeah, because we didn't want to set up a camp just there. I think Flamma and Julius would come with us, and we would try and find somewhere
safe
to set up a camp. I'm thinking the top of the hill, maybe, just
right.
Because...
Right. Good vantage point. Defendable.
Yeah.
So for now...
So they go with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. I tried.
Yep.
All right. Well, so to the top of the hill?
Well, first to
where the tents
are. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you arrive to the place where the tents are, and you do notice there's a recently dug fire pit. And yeah, the tents look shredded at this point in time. They are not in a... They don't look old or anything like that, but clearly no one's been using them for quite a few days.
All right, well, I will look through it just enough to confirm that the stuff that's in them or near them is likely to be the stuff that the previous party would have had.
Well, you start roaming about the camp, and you start finding some camp items, like small weapons, also and farming tools.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not far from the camp, you do notice 4 human skeletons.
Okay. Well, we've done half our mission now.
So make a spawn in a roll.
Alright.
Spot hidden. Oh, 96.
That is a success.
I have a success as well, 37 out of 40.
Yeah, so you're all looking around the camp, and you do notice these four men, or four skeletons lying on the ground. You keep looking, and you find three more in different places.
Okay.
Jeez. Does it look like, can we determine if they were eaten away by these birds? Are they like gouge marks from beaks and stuff on the bones?
Okay, that's going to take another extra spellhina roll. Taking a closer look at the skeleton.
Success with a 29.
Okay, you both find, indeed, on the skeletons, some marks. Seem to be like claws or like beaks.
The other thing I'd like to look for is any paperwork that they might have, records, documents, journals.
Yeah, you don't see anything like that. But
thanks. Okay.
No, not around here.
So they didn't keep a record book of what they had done. A survey.
At least
not that we find.
At least nothing that you find around the camp.
Okay.
But what you do find is the following. Let me put a picture. One sec, guys.
Ah, owl pellets. Lovely.
You do get closer and you kind of find them near the camp. They are kind of huge. You know, you have noticed some owl pellets before, but these are huge. And you do notice that they have golden coins. Hair.
Yeah.
And other small pieces of metal. And you can all make a sanity roll.
Ooh, success.
Success. So getting all my successes here.
Yeah. I've seen so much worse.
My sanity roll was good enough that I'm probably picking the coins out of the out of the pellets.
Not a bad idea, actually.
I was gonna say we could learn much about what they've been doing.
Yep.
Or eating.
That's certainly the type of thing I would have done previously in tracking and hunting animals.
Sophocles has no problem. This is nothing compared to entrails.
That's right.
So yeah, you can tell that actually, you know when you start going around the belts, you do notice that one of them has seems to be some sort of a metal necklace that says. Arya's house.
There you go. Okay. There's our proof. Unfortunate souls.
Yep. All right.
Well,
I guess we should head to
let's go further up the hill. See if we can.
Yeah.
Top of the hills. Survey the surroundings.
Okay. So you keep going up the hill. Make another spell hero roll.
This time I succeed.
Fail.
Fail. I think it's fail. Let me check. Actually. Yep, fail.
Betty, did you do notice as you start going up the hill, you do notice it seemed to be in, like, more bodies.
Oh, okay.
More skeletons lying close by.
I guess we'll go and take a look at them as well.
Okay. As you approach them, you notice that these actually look really old. You know, they are not as, you know, you can see dirt covering the bones. Some grass, you know, covering half of the body already. These seem to be older.
Do they have similar claw and talon marks?
They do.
Okay.
Now that you found the first ones on the previous bodies, there is easy for you to identify them on these skeletons as well.
Look nervously at the sky. Look around.
Make a splendid roll.
No.
Yeah, again.
Oh, that's a success for me. 30.
Okay, so Sophocles and Beritus, you are looking at the skeletons. You notice that, you know, they have some battery racks and a couple of them, there are three skeletons in total. They have some collars and they have some tags that, you know, have some Latin written in them. So, you cannot make out the Latin, but
I would show them to Dedetus.
Right. It says something that shows to you, Dedetus, reads, "I have run away, property of Clodion. Return me for reward."
Okay, so these are Clodion's slaves, right? So that explains, well.
Not much.
At some stage, the slaves will work in the land, but can I use medicine to figure out how long they've been dead for?
Make a medicine roll, sure.
Yes, success.
You cannot tell exactly, but it's been a few years.
Okay. So
they weren't necessarily working the land. He might have just traveled here with them, and then they were eaten.
Yes.
Fed them to those things. Yeah. All right. So how far up this hill are we?
Yeah, you find the skeletons pretty close to 11. You know, on the skirts of the hills, you need to start going up.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go up a bit more.
Yeah. Let's try and go up to 12.
Around this area, around where you find the skeletons, you also start noticing what seem to be ruins of old buildings.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There are no more than a knee high.
That won't help us much. So it's very old land.
Very, very old indeed. That's what you gather. You start going up, and I'll make... Do you have the wax on your ears?
I do. I don't know if anyone else does. I offered it around, but...
Pardon?
What? I believe we did take you up on your offer.
Excellent.
Okay. In that case, just one sec.
In that case, you're completely surprised.
It is so nice and peacefully quiet out here.
Yeah. Wait, I sort of hear a faint sound in the far distance. How relaxing.
Almost so, like a keening.
Yeah.
It's the sound of doom.
They need to pick a number.
Pick a number. 1 to 3. From mm-hmm. 1 to 3. Okay, I'll go with 2.
Whoa.
Sopov, please.
Get
1 or 3?
I can't hear any of you guys. Give me 1 sec.
Take the wax out.
Sopov, please. Pick a number. 1 or 3?
3.
Okay, so that's
I pick one.
One for you.
But I pick it for Flama.
Yeah, Flama, you can see Flama and Ilius walking in front of you, you know, trying to make sure that you don't run into any birds.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. That's the one. And a 3.
Of course.
Of course. Both of you feel like a sharp pain in the heads.
So we weren't able to see these things coming as we've been looking around?
No, you were, you know, looking up in the sky and everything, and you didn't notice the rattling behind you.
Okay.
And you turn around and you see 3 skeletons.
Yeah.
3 of them have a club, and that's, you know, you have been just attacked by them. So let me check. I'm gonna roll this black dice for the black dice is for you. Sophocles and the other one for Catullus.
That is exciting.
So Sophocles, the heat, it was pretty heavy on the back of your head for 6 points.
Ouch.
Oh.
And Catullus, 4 points for you.
Ouch.
What is actually happening to them?
More like in the back. So as you are walking down the, you're walking up the hill, then it is, you do notice that Sophocles kind of falls forward. You know, he looks around and he's bleeding from the back of his head. You look around to see what is happening and you see 3 skeletons.
Three moving skeletons?
Three moving skeletons, and doesn't take you a lot of time to figure out those are the 3 skeletons that you left behind.
Okay. Well,
Sophocles would curse loudly in Greek.
All right. At this point, Flama and Ilius have reacted already and are getting closer towards you. But let's go by Dex. So what's your Dex? Catullus?
12.
Beritus?
13.
And Sophocles?
11.
All right. So now you got the order there. Flama and Ilius were in front of you, so they are not there with you just yet. So then it's a new start.
Okay. How are they sort of laid out? Are they coming for different people, or are they all?
Yeah, you do notice. One of them was attacking Sophocles, the other one was attacking Catullus, and the other one is coming towards you.
Okay, then. I will... How close is it?
How close?
Yeah.
You know, you notice the next round he's going to be on top of you.
Okay, I'm going to pull out my magic sword and head towards him and attack him.
Okay. roll for the attack.
Oh, yes. 22 out of 25.
Nice.
So this is 1d6 plus 1 plus d4 damage bonus.
Okay,
and it's the magic sword that we acquired in the previous adventure, if that changes anything. Ooh. 8 points of damage.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make a roll.
Tell me what
the final result is. Yes, D100.
09.
The skeleton shatters as soon as you hit it with the sword.
Oh, yes.
It shatters on the ground. So, Cataurus, you
use
go next.
The magic axe, is what I'll shout.
Did my armor reduce the damage I took at all? My armor.
You were hit on the head. Unless
yeah.
You were wearing a helmet.
I guess that's the question. It's leather armor. I don't know if there's a hat or a helmet as part of it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's more like something that you wear underneath your clothes.
Okay. So I am going to roll my tactics first, if I can. And that is a fail on that. And I'm going to try to bash it with my spear here. And that is a success for 10 points of non-magical damage.
One sec. What is... How good did you score with the spear?
I got 55 out of 79.
Okay, that's fine. How many points?
10.
10?
10.
Wow. Yeah, that's, you, as soon as you hit it, pretty much just as dead its maximus, you do notice the skeleton crushing by your heat. You see that it rattles a little bit more on the ground, but then it stops moving.
Excellent.
Sophocles.
Sophocles is going to move away from the skeleton.
Okay.
And keep his shield up at the ready if he needs to dodge.
All right. So there's just... the skeleton is going to try to attack you, so you can let me see first if it is going to be a success. It is, so you can dodge.
I don't.
Okay. You got a shield, right? You can use your shield if you want instead of the dodge. I'll
okay.
Give you that.
15%. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I got a 12.
Awesome. Wow. Nice.
Okay, lucky you. So you see the skeleton attacking you again, and just in time you raise your shield and you stop it. You stop the hit. So we go back to Deritus.
Does Flama get here? He has a high dex, I think.
Yes, he does. But he's got the same as Deritus.
Okay.
So Deritus is closer.
Okay, yep.
So is there just one more now?
Yes.
How close is it to me? Can I reach this round?
Yes, you can reach it. The three of them were pretty close to you. You were coming behind and they attacked you from behind.
I'm probably not going to hit. It'd be a miracle if I do. Okay, I'll try. I'll try and hit this remaining one with my sword. 30 out of 25. So close, but no.
Okay, you miss.
Yeah.
By a few inches, and then Flama is going to attack. No. 06.
Wow.
Let me check what was the... Okay, let me check how much damage. You can see Flamma attacking the skeleton. And let's see what happens. But this time, you don't see the skeleton shattering on the ground.
Get it together.
The skeleton is going to attack one of you, so pick a number from 1 to 6.
4. 3.
2.
No, I meant Neritus only. He's the one in the skeleton. So it is attacking Flamma. Let's see how it goes. 09.
Let's
see if Flamma can stop the blow. Didn't roll his tactics, but he's not here, so lucky Flamma is going to receive a 1d6. That's 6 points of damage. You can see that the skeleton hits Flamma on the head. He falls back a couple of steps, and you can see that he's about to charge the skeleton once again, full of rage. We go with you, Catalus.
All right. Well, I will try to get behind and smash the skeleton with my spear. And that is a critical failure there, 97.
Okay. You miss the spear. It goes through the skeleton. Make a luck roll, Veritus.
Sorry. I'm making a luck roll.
You're making the luck roll.
Not Flamma? All right.
No, that is a failure.
Ooh.
Catalus, you attack the skeleton from behind with your spear. Mm. You can see the spear going through the bones of the skeleton, coming to the other side, and hitting Deritus.
Oh, jeez.
On the chest. So
sorry, buddy.
roll damage for the hit.
With my strength bonus? My damage bonus?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to give Deritus a chance to dodge.
Oh man. Okay.
I can try and dodge, okay.
Yes.
That would be a success on my dodge roll.
Oh, lucky. just in time you move away from the attack, but you won't be able to attack next round.
What made you think of attacking a skeleton with a spear?
Well, maybe he's stuck on my spear now. Maybe he can't go anywhere. I swing him around, I lift him up in the air.
Have you never played D&D? Come on. Use a crushing weapon.
I crushed the other skeleton with my spear. It just shatters.
I saw, didn't I? Yeah, that was a bit silly.
Yeah, you were lucky enough that you hit it on the head, the cranium, so it kind of smashed the first time. This time it went through the ribs.
Yeah, I did.
Very good. So, Sophocles, what are you doing?
I'm just going to stand back and wait for the work to be done on this skeleton.
Oh, I forgot Julius. Julius is going to attack the skeleton. His run. Success. Let me check damage. Oh, pretty good. Make the roll. 08. You can see that Julius comes from behind as well, Catalus, and hits the skeleton this time on the head.
Excellent.
And the skeleton falls to the ground.
That's just because I was able to hold it in place.
Sophocles, you get more than 12 points on health?
I had 15 starting. So the first hit brought me down to 6, and I was their second damage. I dodged the second one.
You dodged the second one, yeah.
So yeah.
No, you're stopping with the shield, so.
Right, exactly. So I'm at 9.
Right. So there you go. You got a pile of bones.
I crush them and stomp on them. Yes. And then I try to first aid myself.
I'm going to first aid Flammer. Which is a success.
Okay, 1d3.
3.
All right, so he's suffering only -3.
Can you help me a little too?
I can try. again, success, yes.
Excellent.
This time, another 3.
Awesome, thank you.
And, myself as well, my good man, Dedipus.
Yeah.
Could you look at this head wound, please?
Ooh, that's nasty. That is first aid. Also, have 85 in first aid. There we go. Of course, it's a success.
Nice.
1 point.
All right.
Dedipus was already tired.
Better than a club to the head. All right. Well, so are we able to make it to the top of the hill and look around and see if we can find these buildings?
Yeah. Let's see, that's going to be 12. So you're right to the top of the hill. You don't run into any other nasty skeletons. It is a flat hill, and you start looking around, and you start noticing more ruins lying on the top of the hill.
Okay.
Again, they don't go up your knee, so it's hard for you to make out what exactly was here, but you can see that it was a huge villa.
Is there, I'd like to look around for a cellar.
No, it is already in such a bad shape that you can barely see the remains on the ground, you know. As I said, there's nothing standing here.
No, but nothing underground?
Well, you will have to spend some time doing that.
Okay.
You can look for more. The three of you make a pow times 3 roll.
Pow times 3?
Okay.
Let's see here.
Pow.
Nope.
Oh, succeed by 1 with a 29 under 30.
Wow.
Fail miserably.
Etaurus?
Fail.
Okay, so you're going around the ruins, Sophocles.
Yes.
Suddenly, your vision changes, and you start seeing some sort of fantasy, only images. They seem like echoes of a long past event. You see a magnificent house sitting on top of the hill. It's brightly painted. And you do notice how the sunshine hits on the house, and it looks really beautiful. You do see around a dozen people around the house having some sort of celebration. You do notice their garments, they are all wearing some sort of Carthaginian style in their clothing. You know, they're clearly not Greek or Roman. And you start walking around the village. You start walking around the people. You know, you do see kind of a, this is like a ghost image, right? So you kind of see them here, and then they are no longer there, and you get closer, and they appear again.
Right, and this is the same hilltop, so it's basically over like an overlay on where I'm at already. Okay.
Correct. You were walking around the hill, and you were seeing the ruins, and that's when you do notice that it had to be like a huge villa. Now you see it clearly in front of you. Now, it was actually a huge villa.
Since Sophocles is a soothsayer and is prone to flights of fancy and visions, can he kind of be self-narrating this out loud while he's seeing it to the other guys?
You can do that if you want.
Yes, he would just be calling out what he's seeing. Say, I'm having a vision. And just describe everything as it's happening.
Okay, so Veritus, Flamma and Ilius are, not very close to you. They're going around the ruins. Veritus and Cantaurus, you do see Sophocles. His eyes are blank right now, and he's saying that he's having some sort of vision. He starts describing what I'm describing to him.
Okay.
Anything in particular you want to do, or will you let him go around what he thinks he's seeing?
Yeah, let him continue.
Okay.
Certainly not the weirdest thing I've experienced today.
So yeah. you do notice that the group of people kind of share some similar features and mannerisms.
Okay.
They somehow seem to be members of an extended family. You hear him talking and laughing all around.
Do I hear any names or anything stands out, or do I even hear what they're talking about, or is it just kind of just whispers?
You don't hear anything, but you see their mouths moving. And they laugh and talk. But you start noticing small things that kind of upset you a little bit. You can notice that their faces, they have very wide mouths and bulging eyes.
Okay.
As you can see them talking and moving around, you notice that their arms are dramatically undersized. They are not symmetrical in any way. And as you are standing there, they start, walking around you, and you start noticing a common deformity. Seems like some fleshy growths sprouting from their chins. It's hard to tell what they are, but they seem like it was beard at the very beginning, but you see them on the women as well and the children. It's the beard. It's more like a tiny kind of a worm's size deformities that hang from their chins. You notice that some of them range from size, you do notice that on the oldest members of the family, you can see that it's just a few inches, but on the young ones, you can see that this deformity is as large as a foot. You start walking around this image, and you do notice a group of people is having, they're eating around the table.
Oh, what are they eating?
As soon as you get closer, you do notice that they're eating a leg of a human being.
Oh, lovely. And a sand check?
And sand check, and the vision ends.
That is an /7, so I'm good.
Okay, you lose just 1 point.
All right. Ah, it was horrible. This is a very bad place.
Do you have Cthulhu Mythos?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I have a cult.
No.
I explain all of what happened to... I say, what happened? Oh. And I assume Detetus and Katarus are standing there next to Sophocles.
Mm. Yeah.
Can I, looking at him incredulously.
Can I roll my Cthulhu Mythos for what he's described, or...?
Oh, you can do that, sure.
Somehow I don't have any despite having gone through the Minotaur's maze.
Ooh, I actually succeed.
All right.
0-5.
Okay, make a PAL times 3 roll.
Do I want to succeed or fail? Let's see. That is a success. 19 out of be 36.
Nice.
Right. All right. So, yeah, you start hearing Sophocles describing this, and suddenly it is dark.
Oh, God.
You look up the sky, and you're in the middle of the night.
Okay.
You do see the same villa, you know, that Sophocles was describing,
mm-hmm.
although it is on fire.
Okay.
And you see some what seem to be some kind of soldiers going around the land, although they are no Roman soldiers.
They're not Roman soldiers.
They're not Roman soldiers. Okay. Make an other kingdoms roll.
Other kingdoms.
Right.
I have 0. I have 1%, so
take. What about Empire?
I have Empire. Can I roll Empire?
You can roll Empire, yeah.
Okay. 0-0-0.
All right.
Yeah, you cannot tell what the
nothing.
What the soldiers are or anything like that. You see them killing these people, right? You now see the people that Sophocles was describing.
They're killing animal monsters, okay.
And Sophocles and Catharus, you do notice that Deditus rolls his eyes. They kind mm-hmm. of go blank. And he... Are you going to do the same? Are you going to describe the scene, or are you going to keep it for yourself first?
I don't think Deditus has the presence of mind to describe it while it's happening. He'll... probably share it when he comes back around,
Yes, Sophocles will do his best to make sure that he doesn't run into anything during his vision or hurt himself. It's like, see, Katarus, now Deditus will be a believer.
Fair enough. So,
nobody believes us Greeks.
You do notice, Deditus, that the guards or the soldiers are kind of cutting the heads of these people one by one.
Mm-hmm.
They're beheading them and throwing their heads into a pit.
Okay.
And it's not a pit, it's more like a well. As soon as you get closer, you do notice that it's more like a well on the ground. And you can see them throwing their heads down the pit or the well. And, you can see that a few of them start running away. And one of the men that is, you know, with the soldiers, although he's not wearing soldiers' clothing or armor or anything like that, starts moving his hands and starts talking. You cannot hear what he's saying, but you can see his mouth as if he's screaming somehow, and the way he moves his hands make an int by half roll.
Int by half?
Correct.
What, so try and roll under half of my own int?
Wow.
Correct. Idea. I'm sorry, idea by half.
Makes a lot more sense.
Round up, don't you? So, okay, 43. Yes, success.
All right.
Yeah, you can see that the ones that have escaped, the soldiers are running towards, you know, down the hill. And you can see this man uttering some sort of curse. Clearly, it is cursing these people.
Okay, so this is one of the cannibal people cursing the soldiers?
No, backwards. One of the men that was with the soldiers. Okay. No, but he's not a soldier.
Yeah.
He's wearing kind of other sort of clothes.
Okay.
And he seems to be cursing these children that are running away.
Right.
So the adults are not the lucky, as you can see, as they continue beheading the whole family and throwing their heads into the well.
Do I have any idea of how old this scene could be? I mean, is there anything about the clothes they're wearing or the mannerisms that can I tell how long ago this actually happened?
Make an empire roll.
Okay. I actually have quite a bit of empire, so yes, success.
Yeah. The soldiers are wearing some Carthaginian uniforms, and this was based on the time the Romans came to Sardinia. You can think that it could be about 300 years ago.
Okay, so 300 years ago, something happened here. The land was cursed. This Clodion had been
visited twice a year.
Maybe he'd been doing something to prevent the effects of the curse, but now he's been executed. Okay, I'll share what I saw with everyone else and let them know what I'm thinking about how long ago this was and the fact that if some curse was placed and this Clodion stopped doing whatever ritual he was doing to prevent the curse, now it's probably in full effect.
Yeah. Well. And do we not see any other buildings or structures around the land from where we're standing at the top of the hill? Oh, glorious oracle.
No, just on the hill.
I'm wondering if Clodion isn't one of the cursed, descendant of one of the escaped children's, you know,
right.
Great, 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 great grandkids.
So. Question is, what do we do? Does anyone know how to reverse a curse?
Randall lost us here.
I'm back.
Okay, good.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, we can.
How many goats
so
are we gonna
you were asking me something. So, okay, good.
One question was whether we see any buildings anywhere around the site from where we're standing, from the top of the hill.
Like anywhere else on the land?
Yes, you don't see any other buildings. You don't see any other buildings, and both Veritas and Sophocles, you remember from the visions that this is the place where the villa was.
Where?
The very bottom of the hill, what you could see was just the vineyard. All around the villa.
Where was the well in the
Yeah. Street? Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Okay, so you asked Sophocles and Veritas, and Veritas, who saw the soldiers throwing the heads into the well. So you can take them there. And you head into that direction. So now Flama and Julius are with you. And you do notice that there's the place where the well was.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do notice some grass on the and branches on the ground.
So is it still up on the hilltop?
Yes. You take you to where the well was on top of the hill.
Okay.
Right. It was still in the village, and the village was on the top of the hill.
Okay.
And you do notice that whatever it was you know, where the well was, or where Deritus thought the well was. Now you see a lot of dry branches and make a spot.
Okay. Yes.
It's a 92 for Sophocles.
Did we lose Randall again?
Yep. What's going on?
For some reason it says call ended.
Ah, Randall's left, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought I started it, so maybe he's starting it again? What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's ringing at me. Hold on, let me answer it. Group call from untitled. He must have restarted the call somehow by...
Should we just stop this one and start again?
Yeah.